My father is a supervisor of environmental services.
Which means my father's a janitor.
That's the fancy title. He's a supervisor of environmental services. You don't call for housekeeping any longer
at a hospital. He works with a hospital. But my father's plain and simply a supervisor of custodians. That's about it.
Okay. How about your mother? Did she have an occupation besides that? Did she go to nursing?
She's a licensed practical nurse.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like a doctor.
Yes.
That sounds great.
She should have heard my wife last night after coming home. Yes, I'm married. Yes.
I'm married, but my wife's still an undergraduate. She came to school.
Oh, wow.
It's 7 years difference in her age.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't want to come at all. She's a Pennsylvania girl.
For real.
Amish and all that. Uh-huh. Dutch background. And she didn't, at that time, enjoy the notion of coming to Georgia and Alabama and Florida.
No, okay.
She doesn't like hot weather. But I think I'm going to try to get her to come down before I go to Key West. You know.
Oh, you're going down far next time?
Yeah. I want to do about 3 interviews in that area, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Probably 1st of August.
Going to mention a name, but he's no longer their contact person for you down at the Key West Junior College, but he's now.
That'd be great. I was trying to figure out, I've heard numbers of stories, maybe just myths at this point about Key West. What was the original group there? We call it Conks or something like that. And I think that's a Spanish extract or maybe a combination.
I don't know what extract, but that's it.
Is that the original?
The Key West Conks. That's the stigma placed on Key West. Are you a conk?
Is it a stigma? Is that a?
It's not a stigma. It's not a stigma per se. It's a social cry. Hey, are you a conk?
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't use it to tell you the truth. There are various asterisks.
Along on house.
Now everybody there isn't from the Bahamas any longer. It used to be from most of the settlers there were from the islands primarily from the islands. Were all migrated into Key West. I'm not speaking of the islands. I'm speaking of Cuba, Haiti, Puerto Rico, Nassau, etc. They were primarily over there. Beautiful city, though. You'll enjoy it. Your wife should come down with you if she ever wants to relax anywhere. The place to relax is Key West.
By the time I get there, she should be finished with this warrant quarter system up here. She should be almost finished with it in. I think should be ready for it.
It's really.
It's not that much more expensive for two people than one.
No.
I'm staying out of motels anyway, so just not another buck or two a day. And then the food is no big.
It's really the most relaxing city in the world. I usually run when I feel tensed. Let's say it like this. I usually go down at least once a month, just to unwind, and that's the place for me to do it.
I was there once, maybe 15 years ago, and I just can't remember too much about it because I was not real young, but it was a quick trip, and it was, the only thing I remember is the naval base and blimps.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I remember, piers and beachfront restaurants, but I was kind of anxious to get back and talk to some of the people, try to get into the culture a little bit more.
Yeah, well, to get into the culture, you got to come down to really unwind, just relax. It's so slow. It's really slow. There's no hurry to go and do anything.
That's almost depressing. Considering I'm going to have to get
sometimes I even have made the mistake of taking the papers down to grade. And I never got to them. The only thing I wanted to do was to relax.